This is Bump, Baby and Beyond with Emma's Diary.
Hi everyone, it's Holly from Pretty Big Butterflies and Holly Plus, and you're listening to Bump, Baby and Beyond with Emma's Diary. Today I'm joined by the lovely Chloe, who is a mummy to two little boys, just like me, and we're going to talk about returning to work after maternity leave, because for many of us, it can feel pretty daunting. So hi Chloe, it's lovely to have you on the show today.
Hi Holly, thanks for having me.
Can I just start by asking how old your two boys are?
So I've got Riley, who is 3.5, and Ronan, who was 1 in May.
Oh, wow. Okay, so we're almost similar because my eldest is 3.5 and my youngest has just turned 2. So there's a slight difference in the youngest one, but they're still pretty little, aren't they?
Yes, a little gap.
And how are you managing with two boys? I always wonder what it would be like with two girls, because people say, oh, you know, boys can be really rough and they run around, but how are your two boys? What are they kind of like, their characters?
I find my eldest, he's so chilled and easygoing, whereas my youngest is just wild. He's crazy.
Yeah, mine are kind of similar, but to be honest, I think they're both just you know, batteries that never stop.
Yep.
They are hilarious. They're building up a little friendship now, which is really nice.
Oh, yeah, it is sweet when they play together and have a little relationship, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. We're getting there slowly anyway. So today we're going to have a little chat about maternity leave, which I think most mums have some kind of thoughts about while they're pregnant.
Yeah.
And it can be really tricky, I think, for lots of women who have to make a decision about returning to work. So whether, you know, if they're going to return to work, how is that going to impact their, you know, their parenting? And I think it's just a massive kind of thing to have to think about. So when you were pregnant with your first little one, what were your thoughts about maternity leave and kind of going back to work? What position was you in?
So I struggled quite a lot with that. I loved being off and bonding with my baby, and, you know, it was really overwhelming. But each day that went by, I had this massive fear of returning to work and knowing that I'd have to leave him and be away for several hours of every day. And it just sort of took its toll on my maternity leave, and I almost didn't enjoy it because of that. So I decided after that I didn't want to go back to the job I was in because I didn't really enjoy it that much.
So yeah, that makes sense. I know how you feel, because when I had my first maternity leave, I loved being off work. It wasn't even having the baby. I just loved not having to go to work.
Yeah.
Like the freedom of, because I guess I had quite a stressful job. And even though having a new baby can be, you know, stressful, it's a brand new thing, it did feel a little bit easier than going back to work, I can't lie.
Yeah, it definitely did. It definitely, it just the having time at home to yourself and relaxing, and you still have the stress of being a new mum and it's quite overwhelming, but not having to have a job worry on top of that was just nice.
Of course. And then, so what did you decide then with your first child?
So I decided that I handed in my notice just as my maternity leave was ending, and I looked for a new job because I didn't want to go back into a job that was going to make me even more stressed and then coming home, and I didn't want that to affect my home life as well.
Yeah, that makes sense. And so how did you get to that conclusion? Because I feel like the end of your maternity leave is kind of, sometimes it feels like a bit of a make or break. Like whatever decision I make now is really going to impact my family's life. And sometimes going back to work can be a big decision. Staying at home with the little one can be a big decision. But I feel like changing jobs, it feels like an even bigger decision.
Yeah, it definitely was. It was sort of, it's many conversations I had with my partner, and like, could we afford for me to stay at home? Could we really afford childcare for most of the days of the week? So we sort of just had to compromise and find a middle ground, really. And I went into a new job, which was a new career path and part time. So it sort of was the best of both worlds a little bit. I could stay at home more, but I could also go and be myself.
Yeah, that does make sense. And I guess if you can make those little changes to kind of make yourself happier, I think. That's the key, isn't it? Is sometimes we have a choice and sometimes we don't. But if we're fortunate enough to have that choice, then we have to sit and think about what's really going to make us happy.
Yeah, exactly. And I wanted to be happy for my baby. I didn't want them to, or and my partner, I didn't want them both to pick up that I wasn't happy and it bring home life down as well. So it definitely was the best decision that I made.
Yeah. And throughout your maternity leave, did you think a lot about going back to work, or did you kind of pull it to one side and not think about it until you really had to?
I think until about halfway through, I didn't really give it much thought. And then it dawned on me like, oh my goodness, I'm going to have to leave him soon. And I don't want to. And I didn't want to put him with someone I didn't know and I'd find a new childminder or nursery. And then that just took over and I was overthinking it all the time. And it took over at the end. I didn't know what else to do. I was constantly thinking about it, which was, it was a bit rubbish really, but.
Yeah, but it happens though, doesn't it? Sometimes there's a lot to think about when you're a new parent, you know, not just the baby, life continues, doesn't it? Bills still have to be paid, jobs still have to be done. It doesn't stop. So what about your second child? What kind of mindset were you in during your pregnancy when it came to maternity leave? Was it the same kind of anxious feeling, or did you have more of a plan?
It was definitely hugely different. I was again in a better job, so I enjoyed being away from home a little bit more and being myself. So I knew that I was going back into a job afterwards that I enjoyed. But then once I had my new baby and I had two of them at home, it was so overwhelming that I actually couldn't wait for maternity leave to end.
Oh really,
I just wanted to get my work routine back and have a little bit of time where I'm just Chloe and not mummy all the time. So yeah, it was hugely different.
Oh, see, that's so funny, isn't it, how you can feel so different just during a different time in your life. And
yeah,
I think that's really important, that everybody will feel different. So some people will love the thought of going back to work because it can be difficult. And when you're at work, you do get to be yourself. You get to be Chloe. I get to be Holly. You're not just mummy.
Yeah.
And then I guess in other circumstances, people do just want to stay at home and look after their child for whatever reason. And neither is a bad decision. I guess you just have to do what's best for you and what you can make work.
Yeah. And I think both feelings are actually completely normal.
Yeah, totally. I mean, you've just proved it, the fact that both times with your little ones, you felt different. I had a bit of a different circumstance, I guess, in that with my first child, I was in a really serious job. It was supposed to be 9 till 5, but you know, when it's really like 8 till 8, 7 days a week. And I kind of, like I said, I really loved the thought of having maternity leave, a year off work. I was like, yes, thank you very much. I'll see you next year. And I found being a mum quite tough around the kind of the 9 or 10 months, because, you know, I feel like the baby gets a bit frustrated with not being able to move. Like, they want something and they can't quite get to it because they haven't started walking yet. And that's when they have more of a personality and can be a little bit more difficult, I found. So at that point, we decided to maybe think about like childcare. But I was fortunate in the sense I decided not to go back to work because I wanted to give my hobbies a go and to see if I could actually make a career from my hobbies. And I gave in my resignation at work and they called me in because they were like, are you sure you want to do this, Holly? Like, are you sure this is, you know, you've just had a child. Are you okay? You know, what's going on? Is everything okay? But I guess having that time off work and having this new family, it gave me a whole new perspective on life. And I guess a bit like you, that I decided at the time I didn't want to spend all day, every day at work. Because I felt like, you know, I wanted to spend more time just being me and enjoying my family a bit and just to see what really happened. And luckily, touch wood, we survived and we carried on paying the rent.
Yeah.
And, you know, a couple of years later, we're still doing it. So I do think a massive perk of maternity leave is actually finding other things that you're good at because you've never had the time to do it before.
Yeah, definitely. You definitely have more thinking time to, that you realise life is too short, and actually if you're not enjoying something, now's the time to think about it and change that.
Yeah. Yeah, I definitely agree. So I know you went back part-time, didn't you? So you did have a bit of a career change, really.
Yeah.
And did that affect your... So the fact you had a child, did that make it harder to find a new job, or did it make it harder for you to put your full effort into your role? Did it have an impact on working now that you was a mum?
So I actually went from... working full-time in like a retail area to actually going doing an apprenticeship in childcare, which sounds crazy because I'm going from being at home with a child to working with children. But I just realized once I had Riley that I want to work with children and I want to be involved in their upbringing and education and making sure that they have the best start in life. So that's sort of the path I went, and I think having a baby actually changed that, and I would never have thought that before, which is crazy.
It's incredible, and I think that I guess we're a bit similar in that sense, that while we was on maternity leave we had these little light bulb moments where we thought, well, you know what, we've got, I mean, when else do you get time off work, really, you know, where you're fortunate enough to get paid a small amount while you're on maternity leave, or even just to be allowed to have that time off and not have to actively be working or looking for work. Sometimes it does just make you realize, hold on a second, what do I really, really want to do? So I think it's amazing that you did this whole kind of career change and went for it. I think that's incredible. Did you take the whole 12 months off maternity leave with both pregnancies?
No, I took 9 months of, I took 9 months of both. The first one, so once I handed in my notice with my old job, it took me about a month and a half to find something that I wanted to do. So that sort of month and a half, I struggled a bit, but the second time round, I intended on in the 9 months. I went back at 8 months, and then I was back 3 weeks, and then was furloughed until next month. So, yeah.
Wow. And it's all a bit more complicated now, isn't it, with what's happening with being furloughed? And there's lots of, at the moment, I don't think it's as easy as just saying, oh, I have maternity leave, I'll go back. There's lots of other things to consider, I think, for people right now.
Yeah, definitely.
So I think whatever you decide, if my big tip that I would say, what I did, and I'm so glad I did, is before I went on maternity leave, I asked my HR team to put everything in an email. So I knew exactly what my what the terms and conditions were of my employment when it came to maternity leave, because I was just so worried that if I decided not to go back to work, that they'd make me kind of pay back all my maternity leave.
Yeah, that was my worry too.
And I guess because I made them give it to me in writing, I felt like I had my defense if that's what I decided to do. I was very fortunate and they were very, very kind and didn't make me do anything like that and were very happy for me to come back if I needed to. But I know not everyone is that fortunate, of course. But I would definitely advise people, if you're working, just to get your, what's that saying, get your T's crossed and your I's dotted, just to make sure you know where you stand when you do go back after maternity leave.
Yeah, see, I think that's a really good tip, because I would never have thought to have done that, especially as a first-time mum as well. That is not something that would even have crossed my mind.
Yeah, no, I completely agree. And it's only in hindsight sometimes that you realise, you know, I wish I had done that, to be honest.
Yeah.
So what, is there anything, because obviously, like we said, hindsight is a great tool, now we have it, but is there anything you would have done differently, thinking back about your maternity leave or going back to work or planning or anything like that?
I think I'd plan financially a bit more. Maternity leave money, although I'm grateful that you get some money, but it's not the best money. So I think that side of it, I didn't know much about before. So I definitely would have planned that. But in terms of actually maternity leave itself, I don't think I'd do much differently. It depends on your mindset, and both my mindsets each time were different. So I had different approaches.
Yeah, and I completely get that. So I'd say the first time it is hard to plan because you just don't know what to expect, do you?
No, not at all.
And your mind can change throughout the whole process because you, at the start, you might decide, actually, I thought I'm definitely going back to work. And then towards the end, I was like, maybe not. Maybe that's not. So I think you have to, you know, allow yourself to think differently. And if things don't go to plan, then that's okay. You know, if you can talk to your friends and family about your decisions, you know, speak to other people, see what they've been through, look on the Emma's Diary forum, things like that. I think it can sometimes just help you with your own mindset and what you're thinking.
Yeah, there's definitely a lot of advice out there. And even just friends and family that have been through similar things, like everyone's had a different experience. So I think gathering a lot of stories and advice really helped me make up my decision as well.
Yeah. And I think, you know, we do get a lot of mum guilt. I think mums generally and dads, just parent guilt, can be such a big thing with anything. And when it gets to the end of maternity leave and you have to decide if you're basically going to leave your child with someone else or if you're going to work, I think sometimes that parent guilt can be so hard, can't it? It can be really hard to deal with. Did you get that kind of mum guilt when you went back to work?
I did, both times really. The first time I was completely guilt ridden, like which I think is actually relatively normal still for a new mum returning to work and leaving your baby. That's, I don't, whether you're leaving them with your partner or you're leaving them with a grandparent or a childminder or whatever you're doing, you're leaving them with someone that you've never left them with before. And that took over me a little bit. Like, have I abandoned them? Is that what they're thinking? And then with breastfeeding as well, do they just want me? Do they not want it from a bottle? It was complete everything. Your mind goes into overdrive a little bit and the guilt sets in. But then once you get into that routine a little bit and you're back at work, that eases away and it becomes a lot easier to actually go to work, I find.
Yeah, I was going to ask, how did you deal with that? Because it can be hard to just kind of say, right, you know, I'm making this decision. It's the best decision for my family. But so I guess, like you said, time is great because you get used to things, you get used to a new routine. But have you got any other tips or anything else that you can remember to kind of deal with that anxiety of first leaving your child when you go back to work?
Talking about it is the only thing that I found helped. I set up my Instagram when I was pregnant and I sort of documented everything on that, and I found so many friends online that were going through the same thing and are pregnant, or we were experiencing everything together. So talking about it, getting their advice, listening to their experiences, it actually proved to me that it's normal to feel like that, and actually you've just got to go with the flow and what's best for you, and it does get easier.
Yeah, and I think people listening to this hopefully will realise as well that, you know, I think as soon as you become a parent, you get this kind of guilt that comes with any decision that you make, if basically any decision, because you just wish sometimes someone else could adult for you and make those decisions. But now you are officially the adult and you have a child to look after.
Yeah.
So I still feel sometimes that guilt when I take my little one to nursery, when I see him waving out the window and I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm leaving him. Am I doing the right thing? But then I think, you know, it's great for me to have time away, for me to go to work and be myself. And it's great for him to be around other people. He'll learn new things and it's an exciting space for him to be. So I think if you can try and think positively, or as positive as you can, about the decisions that you're making, because I'm pretty sure the majority of us don't make decisions that we think are going to be bad ones.
No,
we're not going to say, right, that's a bad decision, I'm going to do that. You know, we're making these decisions because we think it's the right thing and it's something that we might just have to do. So yeah, I think you're right. Talking to people is a great thing, reaching out to people, and in this case, social media be really helpful, can't it?
It can, and it's such a massive community of people that are experiencing the same things, and you click with people that you would have never have clicked with in person. And it's just amazing how parents can talk to people and you're all the same, really, and you've all gone through the same guilt and you've all gone through the same maternity leave and the same problems as parents, like teething, and you just have advice to each other. And I think that's amazing to have that sense of community around you all the time.
Yeah, no, I agree. It can be great. It can be a great network to have. So if there was someone, well, there will definitely be people pregnant who are listening to this now. So what would you say to them? What should they expect from maternity leave?
I would say soak up every precious moment that you can with your child, because whether you choose to take the whole 12 months off or only part of it, it goes incredibly quick. And time that you're never going to get back again. So take it all in. If you're thinking of going back to work or you're not thinking about going back to work, make sure you weigh up the pros and cons and just do entirely what's best for you and your family.
Yeah, I agree. I'd say exactly the same, that, you know, you can prepare, like you said, if you're in a position to prepare financially, that's obviously going to be a good idea. If you're not, there's definitely places you can go and get advice from and you can get help. Find a social network, like I said, whether that's the Emma's Diary forum or mum groups, things like that. There's lots of places to kind of reach out to. And I definitely wish I had taken it a little bit slower. I think at the beginning, especially with my first, I felt quite anxious as a new mum. So I just forgot to enjoy it. And then with my second, I almost felt like I was a pro and didn't need maternity leave and kind of went back into work really, really quickly. And I wish I had just taken that little bit more time to enjoy it and not worry so much.
Yeah, definitely. It's amazing, really, how you just think so differently. And sometimes you feel you don't need that maternity leave. I didn't think that the second time around as well. I wanted to get back to work. But now he's a toddler now and he's walking, I think, oh, I should have really soaked up their moments a little bit more and just enjoyed my time off.
Yeah, definitely. I definitely agree, because I looked at my little one the other day and he's talking now and having right old funny conversations, and it's such a lovely age, and I've almost forgotten what he was like as a baby. And I know it's because I was trying to work at the same time. And, you know, there's nothing wrong with working when you have a baby. Like, it can be difficult, but also it can be a really great thing for you to do as well. But I definitely wish I'd just taken it a little bit slower, eased that pressure off myself a little bit of feeling like I had to do everything, and just kind of said, hold on a second, everyone, just had a baby, leave me alone. You know, I think if I did have another one, not that it's on the cards, but if I did have another one, I would definitely try and just take it easy a little bit more, I think, and just not get too caught up in everyday life and just enjoy time with my little one a little bit more.
Yeah, I definitely.
And I do think that whatever decision you make is the right decision. I do love the fact that you kind of thought about what you wanted to do. You changed career path and you made it happen. And I love that. And I think if anyone's listening and they're kind of dreading going back to work, to have a good think about what else you could do and, you know, what you really want to get out of life and what you want out of your career. And even if you start it as a hobby, maternity leave is a great time to pick up a new hobby.
It is. You've got a lot of time on your hands.
Yeah, especially when they're sleeping, because to begin with, babies do actually sleep. I can't remember it, but they really do. But do you know, actually, if you was to have a third one, just hypothetically speaking, do you know what you would already do about maternity leave, or would you wait and decide at the time?
I think it would depend on the ages of the two I have now. I think when my youngest one's so little, if I had another one soon, I don't know. I think I'd probably still work part-time, because I like having that sanity for me, and I definitely wouldn't take the whole 12 months again, but yeah, I wouldn't rush into going back to work either.
Yeah, see, it's funny. You just don't know, do you? Until you're in that situation,
you just don't.
You can't really plan the full amount, can you? You have to just see how it goes.
Yeah.
But I have to say, thank you so much, Chloe, for coming and talking to us today.
Oh, you're welcome.
I know that maternity leave is a massive subject, and almost, you know, everyone has to think about what's going to happen once the child reaches kind of 6-9 months. So it's been really lovely and helpful talking to you as well.
Thank you for having me.
So Chloe, just before you go, could you let us know where we can find you online and what you blog about?
Yep, so I have a blog on Instagram, which is just at Chloe Rolls, which I started when I was pregnant. I share the highs and lows of motherhood every day, my challenges and milestones that we reach, and I really open up discussion about if it's normal or everyone else experience, so I get to know more people and we just chat and make new friends and create a motherhood community, really.
Oh, I love that. Thanks. Well, I'll be joining as soon as we finish this podcast. I'm about to go and find you online. So
thank you.
We'll have many more chats about this. But thanks for joining us. It's been an absolute pleasure talking to you.
Thanks for having me.
For ongoing support and advice on everything from pregnancy to the toddler years, visit emmasdiary.co.uk or download the Emma's Diary app, available on Apple Store and Google Play Store.